AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Another hearing today on Capitol Hill on the deadly riot at the Capitol January 6th. Robert Scalise is a senior Pentagon official. He says the Defense Department did what it could based on what was known.
Going forward, the Department of Defense is committed to working closely with our federal, state, and local law enforcement partners, the D.C. government, and the Congress to ensure that we learn from this event and take all necessary actions to respond and ensure an attack on our nation's capital never happens again.
According to testimony, the Defense Department took more than 3 hours to dispatch the National Guard to the deadly riot at the Capitol after a request for reinforcement from police. A source tells the AP President Biden and Senate Democrats have agreed to tighten income limits for receiving $1,400 per person stimulus checks. The government is reporting an encouraging opening for sign-up for health care.
More than 200,000 people signed up for coverage in the first 2 weeks after President Biden reopened healthcare.gov as part of his coronavirus response. It's a solid start to the three-month special enrollment period, and it indicates a pent-up demand for health insurance as the COVID-19 pandemic approaches the one-year mark. Many people remain unemployed or unable to work as many hours as they did before the outbreak. Healthcare.gov offers subsidized private health insurance under the Obama-era Affordable Care Act, catering mainly to low and moderate income working people. I'm Rita Foley.
Military officials say at least 10 rockets have slammed into a base housing U.S. and other coalition troops in Iraq. It's not known if there were any casualties, but the Iraqi military says there were no significant losses. In Canada, a man who admitted using a van to kill 10 pedestrians in Toronto in 2018 pleaded guilty. Alex Manassian faced 10 counts of first-degree murder, 16 counts of attempted murder. This is AP News. Tokyo organizers want to decide by the end of the month to allow foreign fans to the Olympics in July.
Tokyo 2020 President Saiko Hashimoto says it would be unfair to Olympic stakeholders, travel agencies and others to delay a decision beyond March. She spoke just hours after a leading Japanese newspaper said the decision has been made to exclude foreign fans, citing unnamed sources. The Olympics are to open on July 23, and the exclusion of foreign fans has been almost a foregone conclusion with the games being held during a pandemic. The Japanese public has been openly opposed, and one sticking point has been the risk presented by visitors entering the country. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
After a year and a half, the Miss Universe competition will return with a live telecast May 16th from the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood, Florida. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.